Good morning, my friends. And so this morning we return to another mindfulness principle, or I should say the next mindfulness principle in our series of nine. These principles are something that many teachers call the nine pillars of mindful life and living. They are not separate, but are interdependent with one another, and each one often feeds the next one in line. Whatever that next one happens to be. You might have noticed this. And so we've talked about beginner's mind, non-striving, non-judging, patience, letting go. And today, we're going to focus on the mindfulness principle of trust. We can think of mindfulness practice as having two wings. One is the capacity ever expanding to be in present moment awareness. And the other is the foundational interaction of these nine attitudes that we are presently walking through. These attitudes provide us with a way of deepening both formal and informal practice, as well as what is called our embodied understanding of mindful living. In terms of mindfulness, one aspect of trust is trusting in the practice of mindfulness itself. This is like the practice of trusting the work of the spirit, of the creative force in life, of the God of your understanding, just as we do in the practice of mindfulness itself, noticing with each day of practice a growing sense of steadiness and freedom. If you're someone who likes the logical explanations, there's a great deal of scientific research available that speaks of the impact of mindfulness training. And however you get to that experience of trusting in the practice, we could ask, what would the impact be if you trusted what you were learning and the practices that we are undertaking? By doing this, what would you be able to begin letting go of and trusting that what we need is right here, right now? The second aspect of trust in practicing mindfulness is that we learn to listen more and more to our inner wisdom and to ourselves, developing more objectivity and faith in the validity of our own thoughts, feelings, and intuition. We learn to trust ourselves from that place of deeper awareness and self-knowing that comes with the practice of mindfulness. So let it sit, my friends, settling into your chair and into that familiar position where you sit and meditate, steady and present, and breathing. Breathing in and breathing out. Breathing in slowly, hold for a few seconds, and breathe out for a long out breath. And then just let your body be empty before allowing your breath to return to its natural rhythm. You see how we can trust the breath to move in just the way that it does to sustain us. And the breath trusts us to move it in different ways, to use it in different ways, and then to allow that breath to come back to its natural rhythm. This is one of the simplest ways of knowing how trust feels. So breathe and notice for the next few moments. Many times in life, I know that I have had difficulty trusting myself in the way that I know that I can trust my breath. And trusting my breath has certainly increased my ability to trust my intuitive self and my own perceptions of the present moment. There is great freedom in this kind of trust. And many of us at times suffer from that shiny object syndrome, from that looking for the one teacher, the one self-help book, the one new idea. And it dawned on me one day, speaking of our last mindfulness principle yesterday, that in all my searching for that ideal teacher, and I have been blessed with some remarkable teachers, both formally and informally, the day has never arrived where one teacher simply transformed my life. He or she was the one. Nope, a while back it dawned on me that maybe it's time to let that idea go. When I first met Thay, I was gathered together with a large group in a monastery in San Francisco. In his talk that day, one student asked if he had any advice for practitioners who were looking for a teacher. And as he talked on about the practice of mindful learning in the present moment, I could summarize the essence of what he said during that talk as something like this. If you've come here today only because you want to see me as that great teacher, then you are foolish. I am growing older, and I'm growing weaker. Some days it feels like my life energy is barely around. If you put your faith in me, that would be foolish. That will be disastrous. Put it in yourselves and your practice. Bring to mind a time when you had that experience of seeking just the right teacher, the right words, the right book, the next self-help or spiritual practice guide, that this one is going to really make a difference unlike any other. Now, that is not to say that with a beginner's mind, we don't come across some of those incredible, revelatory books that do give us new ideas. That's the idea of beginner's mind. But the mindfulness practice of trusting says, don't look for it. Don't become attached to the idea that there's something out there that will change you in an almost magical way. I know this has come back for me over the years, time and time again, and it always surprises me that it's so hardwired. Usually today it's about a book that I wanted to read, and so I get a hold of it. And most of the time I read it, and most of the time it is not particularly revelatory, and certainly is not a life-changing teacher, no matter what kind of review somebody wrote about it. This is such a strong pattern in human nature. Perhaps it goes back to our earliest desires for attachment to those who cared for us and wanting more from them. Yet as we go forward, it is time to release this and develop trust in our own inner sense of what is true, what is real, what is needed, and what is possible. If you have one, bring to mind a time when you just simply trusted yourself to make the next move, despite what you thought anybody else might be thinking, despite the fact that this experience was supposed to be just great and it wasn't, when you hit a time of having struggled with something over and over again and simply just knew this, I need to go. This is not right for me. Could be a relationship, an idea, a pattern of living. And the point is not to judge it wrong. The point, my friends, is to trust that inner sense of guidance. That wisdom is real. We only need to quiet the noise all around us in mindfulness practice in order to hear it clearly. Some of us need to pray. Some of us need to sit, or both. Look for any time you might notice, my friends, where you are struggling a bit with trusting your own wisdom. Should I really say what I'm thinking? Do what I'm thinking is true for me? And allow yourself to just do it. Trust, because in trusting that wisdom, it can feel as though all of a sudden you are 10 pounds lighter. Trust the practice and that inner wisdom, my friends. Practice it. Namaste. Amen.